Jared has been invited to a red carpet movie premiere with actor Kevin James. And of course, that led to like a million questions. And I think the most pressing is, what in the world are you going to wear? On the red carpet with actors and actresses and stuff. We have your friend Bo, who you're going with to the premiere, and he has an idea of what you should be wearing.
Bo, we're discussing what I should be wearing, and so we're trying to figure out, they're saying, is a tuxedo an option, or is there going to be a different vibe because it's Miami?
We're not going to do tuxedo. We're doing business casual. Miami film premiere, we're going to wear something nice, light-colored. Think Miami Vice, right? You got Tubbs. And you got Sonny Crockett. I'm Sonny Crockett. He's Tubbs.
I'm Tubbs in more than one way.
No truer words have been spoken.
Back,
no.
Bo.
Yeah. From Tubbs to Tubby.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sonny and Tubby.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I said, because we're meeting some people there that obviously we haven't met, like not Kevin James, but some of these other publicists, and I said, just think twins. Schwarzenegger and DeVito, and I'm DeVito.
Right.
So they have an idea of like what you're going to see there. We're very opposite.
They'll be able to pick you out of the crowd. Yeah. There they are.
There's a guy that looks like he's in Hollywood. And there's a guy.
Very bright colors, extreme fake tans. I'm going to spray tan them.
Is that a bad idea?
Gold chain.
Now, do you think Express will have things that fit me? That's the thing that I'm a little bit concerned about. Mm-hmm.
Ideally, it doesn't, and it's just really tight and off-putting. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah.
See, we thought you didn't want to be embarrassed.
The backup is Kohl's.
Yeah, Kohl's has to be the backup.
Well, we have a mesh tank top backup, so if we can't find a suit form, we'll do a mesh tank top.
I don't know. I thought I'd get a straight answer out of
Bob. Yeah, he's taking the pressure off.
He's taking the pressure off.
Yeah, he is.
No, but seriously, like, what do you think we should be wearing?
No, they'll have clothes there for you, man. That's not a problem. They have, you know, it's in the back corner.
Can
you step on this weight scale to see if you qualify for this qualified corner? You qualify. Come on in.
You know, the outlets usually have some of the stuff that was like, that is supposed to be like a 1X, but ends up being like a 4X. You know, just like that. Mismade stuff out in that section. No, but what are you wearing? Because I know you have yours planned out.
Yeah, I'm wearing a suit. It's like a creamy khaki suit with like some little girl just came in.
He said creamy.
Yeah.
Creamy khaki kind of suit, loafers with a nice pop of a color underneath. I'd like to get you something similar. Not exact, but similar.
We have different body types.
We have the Miami vibe. We're there.
Okay.
We're here to do the press. And so I think it'll be, look, you have nothing to worry about. We'll send some pictures to everyone so they can see and approve.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to be there at 2 o'clock today. Express.
Okay.
And then I'll probably be out of there by 2:05 because I have nothing in my side.
Heading to the big and tall store.
We can stitch a few of these together.
How much time we got?
Yeah, let's do that.
What's the budget on this?
Jared, seriously, everything on Express right now. Okay, I'm looking at the pants for men. Slim comfort, skinny comfort.
That's what I was saying.
Sounds like me.
It's all the clothes at Express are form-fitting.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a backup. Yeah. We'll start at Express and work our way
to... Jared has a form, all right? Look, hair is a shape, okay? So he's in shape.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what you got to forget. But also, too, on that, he's going to look sexy. You have to have no doubt about
God,
that.
You guys are in love.
And Jason, you mentioned, what's the budget of this? I'm going to tell you everyone a secret that I've learned a long time ago, okay? Here it is. You can buy anything from any store, it doesn't matter, and return it. Wear it once, return it. Wear it once, return it.
Boom!
We're going to spend $1,000, and then when we get back to Miami, we're going to return it.
No. The amount of sweating that this man does
won't let me return it.
Will not allow for that.
Bo, you're awesome. But no, he does.
Now, here's the thing. You can't get chili from a chili dog on your suit. And
like, oh, my gosh.
You know what's
going to
happen. Oh, it's a disaster. All right. We'll send some photos of maybe some possible outfits, uniforms. I don't know.
You could do a
uniform.
What should I wear?
What should I wear?
You should do the
you
what should I wear.
On, yeah.
Yep.
And I didn't think this was even going to be a thing. And then when you brought it up off the air, and then Bo said, I'm like,
I was very nervous for you.
Are you going to be able to, and Bo maybe may know more because he is a actor. Is he going to be able to or not? Are you going to see or take a photo with Kevin James on the red carpet?
Oh, dude, yeah, we're interviewing him.
Oh, that's
we're
so cool.
Our publicist is like, no, we're going to be to the side, and we're going to be able to talk to everyone for 5-10 minutes. She said, you may have 5 minutes, you may have 10, you may have 15 minutes with everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
whatever we get, we'll play it on the air that week, later that week, yeah.
That's That's a long time.
No, and Jared's going to be doing most of the questions. I'm just going to be kind of like the fill-in guy, because he's a talented one here. Who are we kidding?
You'll be the Vanna White. He'll be the, I was going to say Pat Sajak, but that's not true anymore.
I'm like, Bo, fetch me my phone. fetch my camera.
Jonathan Rumi is his name.
Oh, who plays Jesus? Yeah, he's going to be there too. And Kim Coates, he was
Kim
the son
Coates,
of Sons of Anarchy.
And was Jonathan, a guy who plays Jesus in The Chosen, he's in this.
It's gonna be
a good movie. I'm looking forward to it. And our publicist is amazing. She got us like all the backstage stuff, and so we're having a good time.
The after party, I'm gonna. I don't mingling with like rich people. I don't know how to do that.
Is there a lot of celebrities going to be there, Bo, at the after party? Do you think? And what kind?
You know, I don't really know. I would imagine at least all the cast will be there. I don't know where it's going to be, but they'll be there. They'll be bring their people. They may have friends that they bring along. I don't really know. I'd love to see if Adam Sandler was there. If Kevin James got him there, but you know, we don't know. We don't know yet.
Well, and they all love to talk about themselves.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true.
So just
that's
when you see them hanging out with their friends, just butt in.
Like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I liked you in
whatever.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry or whatever.
Like, what? Whatever thing you're in. Or better yet, the best thing is to go up to somebody, hey, listen, I'm looking to get a new rep. Can you hit me up with your agent?
Yeah. You got a screenplay. You got a movie idea. They love that, right?
And then their bodyguard kills you.
Yeah. All right, Bo.
I got a PDF on my phone. You can look at it. It's a new script I'm working on. Do you think you could play this role?
My daughter's an actress. Okay. All right, Bo. I'll see you at Express from 2 to 2:05.
Don't eat lunch. We want the fit right.
That ain't going to happen.
Don't stop at the place next door.
I thought he said Panda Express, and I was in, and then he's like, no, we're going to get close.
The Express.
Express.
All right, homie. I'll talk to you later. All right, bye.
Jared, I'm getting even, like, I was nervous to more nervous to the most nervous ever. The styles, when I just said, or what I named earlier, like the slim and then the slim extra or whatever, it's just classic, slim, and extra slim.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there.
Yeah, I'll just placate Bo and go there to walk in to show him. See, there's no chance.
I don't think I could even shop there.
I mean, it's of all the stores, that's so specific.
Yeah. I think we're going Kohl's or Walmart.
We do have some callers that have some suggestions on where you should go.
Okay, let's go to Allie. Allie, what do you think?
Hi, yeah. You should check out Destination XL. It's in Winston-Salem in the...
What the hell?
I don't know what plaza it is.
Is that for big and tall people?
What is happening?
Because he's big and short.
We need big or tall, not big and.
Yeah, it's open a big or tall store. Yeah, you're right, man. Dang, Allie. What a shot to the ego. I just can't shop at Express. I can shop at other.
Go to Express. Go ahead and spend 20 minutes there and then feel how bad you feel there and then go somewhere that is going to have to do that bid.
Okay, Allie, no, seriously. So what's it called? Destination XL?
Yes.
Do they have 2XL?
Okay.
Do they have nice stuff?
Yes, they do. I used to work there.
It does look
nice. They
have
a really great suit section. Okay. And it will fit. It will be very, very much more pleasing than whatever you find at Express.
No, I appreciate it.
Oh, Jared, I'm on the website. This is like way better. They're using words. They're using words like relax.
Yeah. I am getting text messages.
Husky.
Wide fit.
Zero chance he gets anything from Express. These are all coming in. He said the hub. Is that something?
The hub?
I've heard of the hub. I'm not sure what that is.
I don't know what the hub is.
I don't know.